Welcome to today's edition of the Author's Corner, brought to you by KNEO Radio 91.7 FM, The Word, and I'm Roberta Foster. Today, I welcome Leanne Mancini to Author's Corner. She's written a great informative book called Raising Kids to Follow Christ, Instilling a Lifelong Trust in God, and it's published by Whitaker House, and she'll tell you more about how to find the book at the end of the program. Just a little bit about Leanne. She's got a very lengthy resume here. She is the host of an award-winning podcast, Raising Christian Kids, available on all major platforms. She's also an award-winning Christian children's author and executive producer of an animated series, Sea Kids, and she has numerous degrees. And so thank you so much for being with us today, Leanne.
Well, thank you, Roberta, for having me on the show. I greatly appreciate it.
So your new book, you say, is an urgent read for Christian parents raising children today. Why do you feel it's so important?
Well, about 5 years ago, I started hearing the alarming statistics that 40% of children in middle school from Christian families were walking away from their faith, and 65% were walking away from their faith. So I started in high school and college. And so I started researching all I can to find out what we need to do to help parents help their children to stay strong in their faith.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're fast-forwarding. George Barna and his research has found that 70% of 13 to 14-year-olds currently from Christian families don't believe Satan exists. Mm. 84% believe we're not born into sin and need a Savior. And 90% believe there's no absolute moral truth. And he says we are on the precipice of irreversible destruction. So it's urgent that we help support families, grandparents, parents, ministry leaders, to raise the next generation to have that strong foundation and to believe in Jesus.
Well, I have a couple of friends who have raised their children in, they say, we raised them in a Christian home, we took them to church, and now they are adults, and three children that were raised the same way, and none of them are serving the Lord today. And they're going, what did we do wrong?
Well, Ken Ham from Answers in Genesis, he calls that a Sunday school faith. And what's happening is we're still raising children to have that Sunday school faith, meaning we take them to church, we take them to Sunday school, we read some Bible stories to them. And Josh Mulvihill, I love what he says. If I could read this real quick, he says, could it be that one reason young people are doctrinally ignorant, spiritually confused, and living with a syncretic faith system is that we have reduced our teaching to a couple dozen moralistic stories found in most children's Bibles? Our children need the soul-gripping, life-altering, meat-based, Jesus-centered teaching of God's Word. So we need to start giving our children meat and giving it early. And we need to live out what we believe as well. A lot of parents, you know, they don't live out what they believe. And the children see this, and then they grow up, and then they go out into the world, and they're confused. Mom and dad said one thing, but they behaved in another way. And so, it's, you know, there's a lot we can do. My book is full of what you can do.
Good. Well, it's good to know the facts about why we have the trouble that we do today, but more important, some tips on how to change and raise children in a way that when they leave the home, they will have a vibrant living faith instead of, as you said, a Sunday school faith.
Yes, absolutely. And there's so much we can do. We prepare the soil from the womb to age 3 and a half. And there's a lot you can do for that. And then from 4 to 7 is when you want to be able to plant seeds into rich soil to grow deep roots. And that's how you start, build the foundation. God's Word, you know, directs us and tells us what we need to do and how to do it. And then from ages 8 to 13, you build upon that foundation.
Mm-hmm.
In Barna's research, they also found that a worldview starts to formulate around 15 months of age, and it's pretty much solidified by age 13.
Yeah, that I've read a statistic similar to that, and that's kind of mind-blowing to realize that a child so young has already formed that worldview. And that just impresses about how important it is to make sure you're actually teaching your children in your home about God's word and the standards that he has laid down in his word at that early age, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And there's a lot we can do for little ones. Simply acting as if Jesus is living right in your home. We're to call upon the name of the Lord. We're to acknowledge him. If the directive is in the Shema, which is Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 9, impress these doctrines upon your children when you rise up, when you walk along the path, and when you lie down, all day long. And I've tried to share a lot of information in the book of the how-to, not only what we need to do, but how to do it. The book references 312 Bible verses in the back that you can easily find in, you know, where we're talking about the Word of God and how to apply it. And there's study questions for each chapter. And all my proceeds, my author proceeds, are donated to the nonprofit Raising Christian Kids, which we give free materials to families that can't afford to purchase them.
Wonderful. Well, today I'm talking with Leanne Mancini regarding her book, Raising Kids to Follow Christ, Instilling a Lifelong Trust in God, and it's published by Whitaker House. You're listening to Author's Corner. I'm Roberta Foster. So, Leanne, you probably have talked with numerous parents. What do you hear is perhaps one of the most common difficulties they have in raising children to follow Christ?
Well, what I've heard often is parents feeling guilty that they haven't done what they could have done, but they didn't know. And I tell them, don't let guilt overcome you, your ability to do what you can start doing, because that's a tool from the devil. He wants to keep you trapped.
Yeah.
So say you have a teenager and you haven't been doing these things. You simply sit down with your teenager and you say, look, we haven't been doing this as a family, what we need to do according to God's word. So we're going to draw a family mission statement. We're going to work on it together of how we're going to honor God and worship God and serve others, and then we're going to draw up a disciplinary contract so that if you're disobedient, these are the consequences. So everybody knows what's going to happen in our family, and then you give your teenagers three reasons why you're going to do this, three reasons they can't argue. You say, as a parent, I have to be accountable to God for how I'm raising you. I love you. That's another reason I'm doing this. And the third reason we're doing this is because we want to keep you safe. And those are three things parents can, children cannot argue with.
Right.
And then parents have to understand that children really don't have rights. Well, they have rights to food, clothing, and shelter. But a cell phone, a computer, keys to the car, those are privileges. And you will see how fast teenagers will turn around and be obedient when you take those privileges away.
Share with us some tips to actually help parents to make faith a reality in their child. Well, you can't make that happen, but one of the things that I wonder about as I see parents raising their kids, they read the Bible together with their child. They may have Bible story time. They may have devotions. But I never hear the child reading their Bible, or the child answering questions in the devotions. So how do parents make it a personal thing for the children rather than just listening to what the parents have to say?
Well, children, you know, there's a saying, more is caught than taught. So if you make this a part of your everyday life and your children see you reading the Bible and you sit down with them and you read the Bible together, and when children come with you with their questions, help them to become critical thinkers.
Okay.
So if they come to you and they say, well, Mom, I'm not sure that God created everything in 7 days.
Okay.
How did he create everything in 7 days? Or in 6 days, excuse me, in the seventh day he rested. Simply say to your child, well, tell me, what do you think? How do you think God created everything in 6 days? Or whatever the question may be. give them the question back so they can think about what the answer is. And then this way you can help them understand maybe some misconception they have, mm-hmm. or if they have correctly answered it, you can praise them for that and encourage them. You know, more, like I said, you have to live out what you want your children to believe.
Right.
You have to pray, too. Pray to the Holy Spirit. Ask him to, you know, come in and guide you. Every day I say a prayer to the Holy Spirit. Empty me of me and fill me with you. Let all my words, actions, and deeds, everything I do and say, and every choice I make, let it be all of you and none of me. Let your children hear you saying these prayers and living out the word of God. That is the best way to raise your children, to believe in him. Mm. You know, set a timer 3 times a day to pray with your children. We set timers for all kinds of things. There's just so much we can do.
Mm. Sounds like some very great advice within your book. You kind of talked about it a little bit in the issue of creation, but in your book you also offer some easy-to-understand apologetics for children and adults at the same time. So you are actually giving the issue and the answer within the book, aren't you?
Yes, you know, I think children need to have a heart transformation. They have to believe because they know it's in their heart to be true. You know, it's not so much about faith. We can have faith in all kinds of things.
Right.
But what do we trust to be true and to be real? That's why the subtitle of my book is Instilling a Lifelong Trust in God.
Mm.
And it's not really about belief, because you can believe in a lot of things, but it's what convicts your heart, what comes into your heart. And so children need to know what they believe and why they believe it. And so the chapter on apologetics is to help parents understand how to defend their faith mm-hmm. in a loving manner and how to teach their children to do the same.
Mm. When do you feel is the most likely or most appropriate time to really be maybe pressing or impacting your children towards taking that step of putting their faith in Jesus?
Well, everything I've learned from all the research I've done, it starts in the womb. 18 weeks of pregnancy, the fetus can hear sounds.
Mm.
Volunteer at a church nursery. Let your baby hear children singing songs to Jesus.
Mm.
When they're a toddler, instead of saying, let's take a nap, you say, let's take a Sabbath rest. Now, they don't understand the true meaning of Sabbath, but you're building a vocabulary and a category in their mind for the word Sabbath.
Mm.
Later, between ages of 4 and 7, when you're explaining the true meaning of a Sabbath, you're planting seeds into rich soil to grow deep roots. So you can start early. But also, it's never too late, because God says his word never returns void,
right.
And in Joel, he will replenish what the locusts have eaten. Erwin Lutzer talks about 4,000-year-old seeds that were found in the Egyptian tombs, and they took those seeds, and they watered them, and they planted them into rich soil, and gave them sunshine, and they grew. So it's never too early, and it's never too late.
Okay.
And so organically, day by day, look for opportunities to praise the Lord, to let your children see absolute truth in nature, and to live out as if God is right there or Jesus is standing right there with you, to live as if heaven is on earth. And when you do this, you're giving your kids a great opportunity to have a strong faith that will last them their lifetime.
Amen. Well, I'm talking today with Leanne Mancini about raising kids to follow Christ, instilling a lifelong trust in God. So, Leanne, how can people find out more about this book, Raising Kids to Follow Christ?
Well, it's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all your Christian bookstores. We have a ton of free resources also for parents. If you go to raisingchristiankids.com.
Okay.
We have our podcast, which we have a month of just disciplining with experts in disciplining.
Mm.
We have a month of apologetic episodes where I have Ken Ham, Greg Kokel, a lot of your experts.
Great.
So there's a lot of resources on the website for parents.
Wonderful. What's the website again, please?
RaisingChristianKids.com. www.raisingkidsforlife.com.
Fantastic. All right. Well, the book we've been talking about is Raising Kids to Follow Christ, Instilling a Lifelong Trust in God, and written by Leanne Mancini. We certainly thank Whitaker House for giving us a copy of the book to talk about. And Leanne, it's been a real pleasure talking with you. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Roberta. Have a blessed Resurrection Day.
Amen. Well, to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. If you missed any part of today's interview or would like to hear it again, you can now find it on your favorite podcast platform or through kneo.org. This is Roberta Foster on the Author's Corner. Join me again next time.